Big Chris on your station, 88.9 KETR, alongside Don't Do That Damo, Lady Low, and Kayla. Kayla, so nice, you gotta say it twice. This is up next, the best and latest hip-hop and R&B from up-and-coming artists. Listen, tonight on the show, we have a special treat for you. He's a national recording artist, and many call him a breath of fresh air to hip-hop. He has appeared on MTV's Sucker Free and is gaining more and more popularity around the country by the minute. He probably just gained probably about 1,000 more followers on Twitter just now. This is an artist you should really watch out for. I introduce to some and present to others. You better smarten up. All the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota, I introduce Smart Guy Chevelle. Smart Guy, what's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Man, what's up? What's up, Big Chris, man? We just got off the road, so I'm at home right now, kind of just chilling and, you know, feeling the vibe of being at home, and then we back off on the road again, like, I think, like, the middle of April, so.
Hey, well, that's nice, man.
Yeah,
you gotta make that money and things like that.
Oh, yeah, we got to.
All right, so how'd you get your start in the music, and who were some of your influence, like, growing up in the music game?
I mean, of course, you know, growing up with, you know, some of the favorites was, you know, Tupac, Biggie, you know, they get mad love. You know, Jay-Z, you know, he get a little love from me. You know, I like Jay-Z somewhat. but, you know, I mean, I like the fact that, you know, he's a lyricist, so I listen to him a lot. I listen to a lot of Southern music, man. Pimp C, you know what I mean? Shout out to them, you know, saying down in Houston. So those was kind of my influences. But as far as me getting my start, I really, you know, I've been doing music for a long time, but I really got my big break for the majors probably about a year and a half ago.
Right.
I hooked up with Eldon Peterson, which is the brother of Adrian Peterson that played for the Vikings.
Okay.
Shout out to them and the whole Music Retox family. You know, it was just something that I call it a blessing. You know what I mean? I feel like you keep grinding, you keep working at something, and, you know, you're going to get the attention of somebody. But, you know, more than anything, just staying in prayer and, you know, just letting God kind of lead me to where I need to be at.
Right. You know, you got to keep God first. Got to keep God first.
Oh, yeah.
Smart Guy Chevelle, this is Miss Kayla. Kayla, so nice you got to say it twice. And
what's up?
How are you?
How am I? I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Good. You have a unique name in Smart Guy Chevelle. So can you tell us where you came up with that name? Because I know, like myself, many people are very very interested.
Well, okay. Well, I came up with the Smart Guy Chevelle thing, you know, like a lot of, you know, young black guys out here, man, I had, you know, kind of a rough past, and, you know, I kind of was in and out of the, you know, the street life and grew up, you know what I'm saying, in that type of life, and, you know, I went through some things that kind of just made me smarten up and want to be away from it, you know what I mean? I learned the value of family, and so, you know, because I just smartened up, you know, I used to go by the name Trap Star Chevelle, and so I changed it to Smart Guy Chevelle just to show that, you know, there was improvement. There was some growth in the things that I was doing, but not only that, to show that at any time, you know what I mean, you can change your situation. I think a lot of times, you know, our black youth, you know what I'm saying, they get caught up in believing that they have to stay the way that they were raised, you know what I mean, or they have to stay involved in the things that they were involved in growing up.
Right.
And I'm blessed to learn that I'm able to come up out of that. So, you know, the first thing with Smart Guy was to kind of put it out there as a brand for people to grab a hold of and say, okay, well, what's so smart about this guy? You
right.
know what I mean? Is he a genius because of school? Well, you know, what makes him so smart? And so that when they start to look back into my past and they look into my bio, then it's like, okay, we see that he went from one way to another way, which was nothing but based off of smart moves and smart choices. So that's how you equate to having Smart Guy Chevelle.
Very nice. That is awesome. That's a great story. Like, not many people are, you know, able to have that kind of background and testimony with their name on that.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. That's why I say I'm blessed. You know what I mean? Like, I was blessed to be able to do it, and I believe that God has something for me to do. You know what I mean? And it's not just to make music for people to dance to or make music for people to listen to. It's actually to be an inspiration, you know, for somebody out there that's looking for a way out and they don't understand how to get out.
All right, what's up with it, Smart Guy? Can I call you Smart Guy?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right, what's up with it? So I see that you were recently in Austin for the SXSW. So you mind telling us what that experience was like?
Oh, man, that was my second time being down there. The first time we went down there, it was just a spur of the moment. We just went down there and we had a good time. this time, you know, I was blessed to have the luxury of actually having the badge down there and having the passes to get in and out of different things. So I got to link up with people like Kendrick Lamar, 50 Cent. There was a few big other names that was down there too. But it showed me that music is more than just, you know, a sound. It is a culture. It's many different cultures. I mean, you had everything from rock stars, pop stars, you know, hip hop, you know, without any incident. You know what I mean? And it showed that music connects the world. So it was a great experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, Chevelle, my name is Lady Lowe.
All right.
And, you know, you recently just, you know, you travel across the country and you perform at different venues. What is your most memorable and favorite place to perform outside of Minnesota?
I would have to say Texas. One of my biggest shows, I did a show out in Palestine, Texas. It was huge. I mean, it was actually one of the first shows that I had ever really did on a big scale and had brought out maybe 500 or 600 people on my name. And mm-hmm. I mean, that really showed me that I had a mass amount of people who were actually listening to my music and wanting to, you know, learn more about me.
Right. You know, everything's bigger in Texas, so that was a great answer. Great answer.
Yeah. Big Chris joined on the phone right now with rapper Smart Guy Chevelle on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is Up Next. So, Smart Guy, tell us about Business Class and what should people expect from this project?
It's like you said before, it's a breath of fresh air. It allows people to kind of get out of the pattern that they were in, kind of with how music was going. You got the fun club music, but you also got, you know, the lyrical side of what I do and the pictures that I paint.
Right.
I mean, it's just in the way, you know, like I said, I keep saying that it's a blessing because I don't create nothing myself. He give it all to me. But the way that I take the smart guy image and the scientific words and kind of make them slick metaphors to just kind of keep people on their toes and keep them thinking and, you know, keep them nodding their head to the beats, but also listening to what I got to say and hearing the message that's within what I got to say.
Right, right, right.
Okay, so what is Music Retox Entertainment, and how has that played into your music career?
Music Retox Entertainment is owned and operated by Eldon Peterson, which is Adrian Peterson's brother from the Vikings. It was started out with me and him. We started out as an artist development deal. It grew into more of a friendship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't sign with nobody else. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I ended up, you know, signing with him as a label and actually becoming an artist and getting a recording contract with him. It's been a change in my life. He's a good, down-to-earth person, and he brought something. He seen something in me that when I was down and was about ready to give up, and I couldn't see in myself. So,
All right, this is Don't Do That, Domo. So, tell us what it's like in a day-to-day life in the Twin City of Minneapolis, and what makes your city so special?
My city is special. Because it's a lot. It's a lot going on here, but it's all kind of covered up. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that. You know, first off, whenever we go somewhere and we say we from Minnesota, I didn't know it was African Americans in Minnesota, you know what I mean? So, but it is a lot of African Americans here. It's a lot of talent here. It's not like the biggest nightlife. It's not like Houston or Dallas or nothing like that, but it's what we call home, you know what I mean? And that's what makes it special to me, is that it's home. It's not what everybody expects it to be, which creates us being the underdog. And you know how the underdogs play.
Yes, sir. So. Yes, I do.
All right, Smart Guy Chevelle, we're going to take a listen to one of your songs that has gotten a lot of attention. It's debuted on Up Next last week. It's called Fresh Out the Box. Will you tell us a little bit about that before we get into it?
For sure. Fresh Out the Box, I got to give all the credit to E-Worth, which is Eldon. We call him E-Worth 100. I used to do this trap music thing, and he came to me with this track, and he was like, yo, man, you need to do something that it's like a fresh out the box, and he came with the beat. And at first, I didn't like the beat, and I'm really not really favored by the song. He gets on me about that. But after we recorded it, it just, you know, it started to stick on people. And, that's actually the first single off of the Business Class project. We just shot the video out of L.A. with Skeet. I mean, it's just getting a big response. Like, I didn't expect it to get that big of a response.
Hey, and look, it did. So that's what's up. Well, all right, Smart Guy Chevelle, fresh out the box is what we're about to play. He's coming right back, so keep it where you got it. This is up next on your station, 88.9 KTR.
Fresh. 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 Okay, I'm fresh out the box, jack out the box. Ain't cost nothing if ain't come with a box. Fresh at the bottom, freeze or stop. Hit the barber shop and get fresh at the top. Girls love L.A., say he's so brand new. It's a new day, what is he gonna do? Before they hit the shelf, I already got him. Man, so fresh, I can kiss the bottom. G-boy swagger, bow tie demeanor. And word to Pine Sol, I ain't met name cleaner. Fresher than the freshest, fly than your flyers. Feet to the floor, watch your girl get excited. Nerd against darling, ain't we the smart pack? Swipe the black card, tell them box all that. Freshest in here, put my picture on the wall. And with all these boxes, I'ma need a U-Haul. Fresh out the box. Fresh out the box, eyes. Fresh out the box, eyes. Fresh out the box, eyes. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, that. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, eyes. Fresh out the box, 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 eyes. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, that. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, that. Hey, ask yourself, what are those? This here fresh, those just clothes. Jeans in the box, bet she ain't got those. Stankin' fresh bell, got them turning up they nose. Watch, watch me as I go. Fresh out the box, Bruce Leroy glow. Center of attention, yeah, I know. Keep the camera on me everywhere I go. Ray Charles shopping, I don't even see the tags. We boxed out, y'all still using bags. Okay, you do it, but I do it better. High water pants with the three-button sweater. Smart guys on, aviator lens. When I look intelligent, hopping out the Benz. Champagne life, popping out the cork. Fresh out the box, billionaire dork. Fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box. Fresh out the box, eyes. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, that. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, eyes. Fresh out the box, 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 eyes. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, that. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, that. My confidence is up, my confidence is up. My confidence is up, my confidence is up. Fresh out the box, I can get what I wanna. Fresh out the box, I could get what I wanna. My confidence is up, my confidence is up. My confidence is up, my confidence is up. Fresh out the box, I could get what I wanna. Fresh out the box, I could get what I wanna. Let's discuss money, that I got plenty. Stacking out the store like I had 2 minutes. Fresh out the box, brand new this. Brand new house, brand new six. Smart girl model, brand new. She don't think right. Brand new chick, fresh double dutch, hand on the clutch, MC Hammer, y'all can't touch me. Fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, that, brand new this, brand new that, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, that, brand new this, brand new that. Fresh out the box, eyes. 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 Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, that. Brand new this, yes. Brand new that, eyes. Fresh out the box, eyes. Fresh out the box.
Big Chris, Lady Low, Don't Do That Damo, and the lovely Kayla Kayla, So Nice You Gotta Say It Twice, on Up Next. This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and you just heard Smart Guy Chevelle with Fresh Out the Box, and he is joining us right now by way of telephone from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's his home, y'all, hanging out with us tonight on Up Next. So, Smart Guy, so what are some of the hardest parts about being an up-and-coming, a rising star in the music industry?
Oh, man, I think one of the hardest things is, you know, staying focused, you know what I mean, and not allowing the naysayers to get to you, you know what I mean? Understanding that, you know, blessings and things come in their time, and you got to kind of wait on that timing. A lot of times you want to rush things, and you want things to happen right away. You know, the financial don't always look the way it should look. But I think, you know, just in dealing with the haters is probably one of the biggest things. Is you're going to have them, and sometimes they, you know, they can get to you. Sometimes they can even kind of break you down with some of the stuff they're saying, but just keeping your mind focused on what your goals is and what your dreams are and what you've already set, and just going after that. 5 years from now, man, I see myself as being an icon, you know what I mean? More than, you know what I'm saying? And I don't say that with any, you know, cockiness or anything, but I see myself as kind of setting something new. I want to be something that the youth can look to, someone that they can look to for answers to some of the questions that they have, someone that's real, someone that's putting the truth out there. But more than anything, 5 years from now, I see myself, you know, getting my daughter singing, so getting my daughter signed.
All right, smart guy. Who has been a driving force in your life, pushing you to pursue the dreams in music? And even when times get tough, who is the person that motivates you?
Oh, man, it has to be Eldon Peterson, E-Worth 100, and then his business partner, Carl Horton. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm down at my worst, you know what I mean? Like I said, we almost didn't have this career, you know what I'm saying? Like there was some people that I was involved with real close who were naysayers, you know, and would do everything in their power to break me down. And they always kept me up, whether it was, you know, troubled times, sad times, mm-hmm. you know, depressed times, emotions flying everywhere. You know, they keep me going and continue to tell me, you know, what it is that I need to know to push forward.
So earlier we talked about your new project, Business Class. Tell us how you got to work with DJ Ski. And second, how has that been? Like, how's it working with him?
Oh, man. I mean, like I said, man, y'all gonna always hear me go back to saying that, you know, it's all on God, how things happen. I had actually met Ski the first time. I met him and Nipsey when we first went out to South by Southwest the first time. And, you know, at that point, you know, I was just another artist, you know, hungry, trying to, you know, meet people and trying to do my thing. And, you know, it really didn't have no effect. I really didn't hear nothing from him. I had, you know, mm-hmm. Tweeted out Nipsey a couple of times and never really, you know, got too much of a response. I got some responses back on Twitter, you know, hey, what's up? But for some reason, he ended up hooking up with, he ended up coming to Minnesota and doing like a sneaker fest, and he hooked up with Eldon. And it just, you know, just so happened that he was a Vikings fan and, you know, he was from Minnesota, which I never knew, you know, that he was from Minnesota. And we linked up like that, and they had flew me out to LA, and we went out there and we hooked up and we sat down and we talked. And I think one of the biggest things that really kind of won him over was that I was 100 about everything that I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's not a gimmick. It's not like I'm trying to use the Smart Guy Chevelle thing to cover up or go anywhere else, but just being me, being humble and being real, and then having, you know, the good music to go with it. And so, you know, he jumped on as rocking with me more than just, you know, hosting the project, but actually, you know, dealing with us as if we're family.
You know, God always seems to have a way of working things out, so...
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
All right. This is up next on your station, 88.9 KETR. I am Big Chris, and calling into the studio right now is Smart Guy Chevelle. All right. Well, you are a Minneapolis, you know, native, home of the Minnesota Vikings and the Minnesota T-Wolves, and the NFL MVP, who is from Texas, you know, by the way, Adrian Peterson. He sometimes goes by the name of AD, short for All Day, and you have a song called All Day Every Day. And I'm told that whenever AD crosses the goal line in the Metrodome, they play that song. I also read that in the Target Center, home of the T-Wolves, in warm-ups of that game, play My City. That's another song by you. So how does that feel, getting that much support from your city, and you hear your music played for thousands of people on a nightly basis?
Man, I mean, it feels good. The first time I ever heard, you know, All Day Every Day in the stadium, you know, it shocked me, you know what I mean, just to, you know, hear it being played out loud. And, you know, then to find out that every time he made a first down, or a touchdown, they played it. And, I mean, we all know every time AP makes first down, it's probably like 15, 20 times a game.
Right.
So, you know, just to hear it over and over and over again, and then, you know, to hear the crowd kind of getting into it and learning it and starting to sing it was amazing. You know, I also tell a lot of people, too, like, I believe that, you know, my career was waiting on the Petersons to come to Minnesota. You know what I mean? For
right.
some reason, you know, it was meant for to make a Texas and Minnesota connection.
And we're doing that right here tonight.
Exactly. And then with the My City joint, I've always been the type of person that if somebody challenges me to something, you know what I mean, I go and I do it. And I had bumped into the DJ, Matt Mardigan, who is a Timberwolves DJ. And we were trying to get him to play some other music. And he was like, I mean, he's like, man, yeah, the music is cool. The music is hot. He's like, man, but I need something, you know, with the Wolves in it. I need something where you name a couple of the Wolves and, you know, and really, really, really put on. So I think maybe about a week later, we dropped My City and sent it over to him. And, you know, it just blew him out of his mind. And he just kept, you know, playing it. And now, once again, you know, even the crowds there sing it. And there's, you know, a bunch of questions of who it is and who's, you know, doing the song. And I see people sometime and they notice me from the song. So, I mean, it feels good.
All right, Smart Guy, I'm going to kind of piggyback off what Big Chris just asked you. Do you feel that music and sports will forever be linked to each other?
Oh, yeah. I believe that it's not. See, a lot of people look at it as being maybe sports or maybe music. But I look at it as all of it's an art.
Right.
And it's all a creativity thing. You know what I mean? The way Adrian plays is a creativity thing. It's not like no other player. You know, the setup is all the same when you look at the art form behind it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I believe that anything that has art form is going to always be connected some way, somehow, whether it be tattoos and music, tattoos and sports. You know, it's just something that happened.
So about a year ago, you were involved in something even greater than music in Lawton, Oklahoma. You were a part of a gang intervention charity basketball game to help bring an end and awareness to the violence in the streets of Lawton. So tell us about that experience.
I mean, that was a big experience for me, mainly because that's what I'm about. Even here at home, I've dealt with some of the youth in the juvenile detention centers down here. I've worked with a few people and, you know, just trying to help people get back, you know, the young get back, the youth get back to where they're supposed to be and try to show them a different example. But I think that was just really big, especially for the city of Oklahoma, because in that city where we were at, you know, there had been a lot of gang violence and things that was going on. And so, you know, for them to have somebody come from out of state to represent and to want to clean up what was going on, you know, I think the benefit was more for them than it was for me.
Before we get out of here tonight, we have another track from you. In fact, it's debuting for the first time on Up Next. It's called Geeko Bands. Tell us about it before we get into it.
Oh, man, Geeko Bands was actually, it was kind of crazy. You know, shout out to one guy named, I can't think of his name, from 3-6 Mafia right now. He over there with Wiz. What is it, Juicy J? Shout out to him for Bands. I had heard Bands, and I was trying to figure out a way to kind of play off of the whole Bands thing, but do it in a Smart Guy Chevelle way. So we came up with the concept of Geeko Bands, which is more like, okay, Bill Gates type money, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, type money. And just kind of giving that whole thing something else to play with instead of like going after the strippers with the band. But, you know, the people who maybe don't listen to strip club music, they can have Geeko Bands. They can listen to that and still get the same kind of feel or enjoyment of music being about money.
Here it is, Smart Guy Chevelle with the Geeko Bands. Remember, you're hearing this first on your station, 88.9 KTR. Up Next Music.
Yes, Smart Guy. Shout out to DJ Ski. Hold up, what you saying? Got the whole club.
gon' do the same. She go where the money go. Guess that's over here. Let's get one thing clear. We ballin', boy, we ballin'. Retro bands, Franklin's match my J's. Hit the light switch, XL, we on. And if we wrong, then pigs do fly. Hotter than July, cooler than December. Minnesota bird, but I migrate for the winter. If you ain't catch that, you as stupid as you look. We went and checked the book. The score's on my arm. Me and E the same stature like Michael and LeBron. Pop your lenses out. Come see how I see. Shout out to DJ Ski. Nerds on the satellite. I'm the real deal. Ask Bill. No prototypes. Mario. Collect enough coins and get an extra life. Hold up. What you saying?
What you saying?
Got the whole club rocking Geeko Band.
Geeko Band.
I let them fly.
Let them fly.
Then they land.
Then they land.
Now your girl picking up my Geeko Bands.
Bam.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Band.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Band.
Got the whole club rocking Geeko Bands.
Geeko Band.
I let them fly.
Let them fly.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Band.
Now your girl picking up my Geeko Bands.
Bam.
Hold up. Wait up. My money not like yours. So we are not the same. Your girlfriend know my name, but I don't know hers. I mean every kitty purrs when your band's like ours. Oh, but you knew that. Everybody like true that. VIP where my crew at. I go where you can't go. And I spend what you save for. All that on this cardigan. Pardon him. Sorry, man. My cool ain't got no manners. Say, boy, I go bananas. Gorilla turtle these monkeys. Smart guy, that ain't funny. Okay, psych. Yeah, it is. We a ball no matter where it is. From my city to your town. No sleep, no curfews. Cause round here it goes down. And I got bottles for my whole team. Your girlfriend and all her friends know what that means. Party all night long. Party all night, party all night long. Hold up, what you saying?
What you saying?
Got the whole club rocking Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
I let them fly.
Let them fly.
Then they land.
Then they land.
Now your girl picking up my Geeko Bands.
Bam.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Got the whole club rocking Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
I let them fly.
Let them fly.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Now your girl picking up my Geeko Bands. Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
Geeko Bands.
That was Smart Guy Chevelle with Geeko Bands on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is up next. I am Big Chris.
I am at Don't Do That Damo.
And I'm Lady Lowe.
And I'm Kayla. Kayla, so nice you got to say it twice.
And Smart Guy Chevelle has been on the phone with us tonight talking about his newest project, Business Class, as well as his music, his future, his motivation, his hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and so much more. So before we let you go tonight, what's next for Smart Guy Chevelle?
Well, right now, we just kind of riding off of the whole Business Class project. It got so many singles on it, which we didn't expect. So we're going to ride off of that for a little bit, keep dropping the singles off of it, shooting the videos for it, start touring a little bit. I actually just was on a tour out here for like another nonviolent. It was called No Guns Allowed, so I was just on that tour, and I think they got some more dates coming up, so I'll probably be rocking with them on that. And just kind of taking it one day at a time and, letting God, put each event in order.
All right, man. Well, we wish you all the luck, in your future endeavors. Is there any contact information that you want to give or any shout-outs that you want to give out before you get out of here tonight?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm on Twitter more than anything, so, people can, jump on there. It's at SG Chevelle. I am on Facebook. You can look up Smart Guy Chevelle. You can go on the website, smartguychevelle.com. Pretty much if you want to keep up on me and know what I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter. I'm always posting and, talking about, what different events I got going. You can also find me at Music Retox, ENT.com as well.
All right. Well, once again, that was Smart Guy Chevelle calling in tonight all the way from his hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Check out Business Class and support up-and-coming artists because it isn't easy. And we're coming right back with more music from up-and-coming artists. This is up next on your station, 88.9 KETR.